谢上帝。
Praise God。
我们上个礼拜已经讲到第十章前面的一段。
And、last week we had started on chapter 10, the few first verses。
所以我们今天呢继续谈到第二段。
So we continue to expound on the second passage。
我们呢从第四节再读，一直读到第八节。
Reading from verse 4 to verse 8。
今天呢我们轮流来读。
And then we continue in rotation。
Refa 的总结就是基督，是凡信他的都得着义。第五节。摩西写作说，人的行那出于律法的义，就必因此获作；唯有出于信心的义，如此说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去，就是要领下基督来；谁要下到阴间去，就是要领基督从死里上来。他到底怎么说呢？他说：这道立你不言，正在你口里，在你心里。这就是我们所传信主的道。大家念第五节一直到完，一二三。
摩西写着说，人若行啊出于律法的义，就必因此活着；唯有出于信心的义，如此说，你不要心里说，
谁
要升到天上去，
就是
那领下基督来；
谁要下到阴间去，
就是那领基督从死里上来。
他到底
怎么说呢？
他说，
这道离你不远，正在你口里，在心里。
这就是我们所传信主之道，唯有出于信心的义，如此说。他到底怎么说呢？这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里。这就是我们所传信主的道。第九节、第十节、第十一节，我们大家一同来读。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，你就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人并不至于羞愧。我们都请到这个地方。
We start reading here.
我们低头祷。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，因为你的恩爱、你的真理、你的光照、你启示同你圣灵的引导，使我们在你丰富的奥秘、你永恒的智慧同你救赎的计划中间有份。我们感谢你，我们可以经历你的拯救，可以明白你的安排，可以认识你自己的道。我们把一切荣耀归给你，求主你借助真理的圣灵，就是已经把圣经启示下来的第三位格的上帝，今天再次苏醒我们的灵性，给我们明白这些话语中间的奥秘。感谢赞美，求主垂听你赐福你无用的仆人，无论讲理翻译的，给他们把你的真理传讲清楚，叫我们在你面前蒙恩。这样祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求的，
阿们。
我们上个礼拜在这里讲了保罗一方面心中盼望以色列人的救。
Last week here we said that Paul on one hand he desired that Israel be saved.
一方面看出他们离开被救赎的可能性。
On the other hand, he see that they depart too far away from the possibility of being saved.
为什么他不能领受这个救恩的奥秘呢？
Why say they cannot receive the mystery of this salvation?
为什么他们不能经历这个救恩里面的意义呢？
Why say they cannot experience the meaning of salvation?
因为他们在这个绊倒人的石头的这块这件事情上，他们已经失败了。
Because upon this matter of the rock of stumbling block, they failed.
他们领受律法以后
，after receive the law，
他们就把行律法当作是神对他们的要求。
They deem that it is the demand of God for them to be a doer of the law.
所以他们没有看出在律法中间神真正的意念是要他们产生信心，不是产生行为而已。
So they do not see that the true mind of God is in the law. They should produce faith, but not action.
而在整个律法的背后呢，有个总结，就是耶稣基督，他们也没有看见。
And also behind the law, there is an end, a purpose. That's Christ Jesus. They do not see.
所以犹太人就掉在这个错误的观念， 加上他们的宗教热忱的里面。
So they have fallen actually in the wrong concept and also coupled with their religious zeal.
把这个错误的观念当作是绝对的信仰。
So they use this wrong concept, the absolute faith.
就用尽心尽力热切的心智去遵循这个错误的这个规则。
And with their fervent heart, they want to be the doer of this false concept.
所以他们越热心，他们越离开上帝。
So the more zealous they are, the more they depart from God.
宗教热忱才越离开信仰。
So with the religious zeal, the more they believe the truth.
这是很危险的，很危险的事情。
This is something which is terrifying.
如果基督徒只有在宗教热忱上建立了自己整个的信仰的这个基础。
If Christians only about to found their own foundation of faith upon this religious zeal,
而不是照着神所启示的真理所隐藏的真知识。里面建立信仰的基础。
But then according to the true God is revealed with this true knowledge, they are the found of their whole faith.
那么这个人的宗教信仰是属于主观性的，是属于自发性的。
So from this religiously is not taking initiative.
啊，不是把神的启示真理当作是主体性的，当作是我们信仰的这个基础。
And do not God use God's revelation as a subjectivity and also be the foundation of our religion.
你说这两样分别在哪里？
Then what's the difference then?
分别是我要这样信，我就这样信，这个照着我自己想法来决定我的信仰。
So they say according to what I want to believe, I believe. This is according to their own conception.
所以他的信仰是建立在自己的自信心的信仰。
So which means their faith is founded on their own self-confidence.
这个叫做 faith in faith.
That's called faith in faith.
Faith in 这个 anthropocentric.这个 self confident，
那是人本中心的自我的信心，
以自我的自信心作为自己对神信仰的基础的时候。
So using the self confidence as a foundation for your belief in God, when you do that，
神不会接受的。
God will not accept it。
但是这些人一定以为他是最热心，而且是最恳切，又是最实实在在。以绝对的精神到上帝面前。
But these people will deem that they're most religious, most fervent with absolute spirit, they want to come to God.
那么另外一种是怎么样呢？
Then what is the other kind?
是继续不断查出神的真理是怎样。那我要忠于神的真理，就放弃我观念中间所有错误的信仰，忠于上帝的真理，那个信仰才是以神的启示为基础的信仰。
They want to continue to seek for the truth and also with that as a foundation to build their faith and that then is a true foundation.
所以信是继续不断对自己严格的要求，使自我能更加肯追踪肯忠于上帝的真理，那个信仰才是真的信仰。
Faith means you demand for yourself to seek for the truth, and then you be loyal and faithful to the truth that you find.
当神的话光照的时候
，when the word of God illuminates us，
我们发现自己有错误的观念
，then we find we're wrong concept，
我们就要放弃。
Then we want to renounce.
当神的道光照的时候
，when the word of God illuminates us，
发现自己的动机有错误的方向
，to find that there's a wrong direction of a motive，
我们要放弃。
We want to renounce.
继续不断更新变化
，so we want to continue to be renewed.
从错误的变成正确的
，from the wrong now to the right.
从不忠心的变成忠心的
，from the unfaithful now to be faithful.
从越明白的中间产生越肯顺服
，and also from the understanding you want to be more obedient.
那样的信仰不是以自信从绝对化自信心产生出来的信仰。
So this kind of faith is not produced from our own self-confidence or the absolutization of the self-confidence.
那样的信仰是从神的真理的原则里面看到自己应当怎样顺从神的道的信仰。
Without that kind of faith is because you see that real truth of God and then it produces faith and you do it.
这两件分别太大了。
There's so much different on this too.
所以当基督徒的信仰是一种以自我为中心的信念来信上帝的话。
So when a Christian using their own self-confidence as a conviction to believe in God,
他越热心的时候，可能就是越逼迫上帝其他选民的时候。
The more zealous they are, the more they persecute the elect of God.
他越绝对化自我的信仰的时候，也就是他越对真理疏远而不忠心的时候。
The more they absolutize in their own faith, the more they live apart, far apart from God's faith.
那为什么保罗会看这件事看得这么准呢？
Why does Paul see these things so precisely?
因为保罗曾经有过这种宗教热忱。
Because Paul had this kind of a religious fervent.
所以他一面逼迫基督徒，一面以为自己是热心侍奉上帝。
So on the one hand he persecuted Christians, on the other hand he thought that he's firmly serving the Lord.
他一面杀害基督徒，把基督徒放在这个监牢里面，他以为这就是顺从上帝的。
And he persecuted the Christians and put them in the prison and taught them he is faithful to the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
为这个缘故呢。
Because of that,
保罗悔改了以后
，When Paul repented，
他知道犹太人的毛病在这里。
He know what's the problem of Jews。
犹太人有热心吗？
They fervent。
有热心。
Oh yes, they have。
他真心实意遵行他所做的吗
？Do they truly obey what they do？
是。
Oh yes，
他实实在在奉行他的宗教规律。
They truly do the righteousness of their religion。
但是他这个遵行他的宗教规律的根本。就是他那错误的信仰的观念。
When they observe the religious law, the basis of it is a wrong concept and conviction.
这将今天的许多许多有宗教的人。
That today a lot of people with religion.
他们敢杀人。
They got to kill.
敢自杀。
They got to commit suicide.
他敢害死许多无辜的人。
They got to kill the innocent.
因为他不认为这个是违背良心。
Because they don't think that this is against their conscience.
因为他认为这是他的履行宗教热心的义务。的这个一部分的责任
because this is a part of their right to do their religious duty
而且他以为这样是蒙上帝悦纳
they thought that this is pleasing to God
所以我上个礼拜对你们说宗教热忱是很可怕的
and that's why last week I told you religious zeal is very horrifying
我们如果有热心却不按照真知识
if we have zeal but not based on true knowledge
那我们就像犹太人的形式一样
then we'll be like a Jews
他们的走遍陆地海洋
They go through the ocean and continents
收引人入教
Only to seduce people to their religion
却让他们成为地狱之子
But then turn them to be the children of hell
你的热心的结果会这样吗
So that's the result of your zeal
领人入教的结果变成地狱之子吗
So you bring people to your religion and turn them into the children of hell
那岂不是这些人没有入教以前还有接受福音的可能吗
Then we will say that even before they come to their religion, they had the possibility to become a Christian.
他们入了某一种错误的教友，他们变成地狱之子，不是更可怜
？But they enter into some wrong religion, they become the children of hell. That's more terrifying.
事实就是如此。
But that's a fact.
所以保罗在这里把这个关键提出来了。
So here Paul this bring this key concept to us.
因为他们不顺从上帝那信的义
，because they do not obey to their righteousness of faith.
他们建立了自己。借着行为以为可以蒙耶拿的义
So they want to establish a faith built on their own conduct
那么你说犹太人不是照着摩西的吩咐吗
So isn't the Jews following the commandment coming from Moses
保罗在这里讲一句话语
Here Paul say
这个他们照着摩西的律法
They do according to the laws of Moses
他们要去遵行律法的时候
When they want to do the laws
他们是不知道上帝的义
They do not know the righteousness of God
他要想立自己的义
but they want to establish their own righteousness
不知道上帝的义
they do not know about righteousness
而想设立自己的义
but they want to establish their own righteousness
就不能服从上帝的义了
then they cannot obey to God's righteousness
那么上帝的义跟以色列人自己要立的义不同在哪里呢
what's the difference of God's righteousness and the righteousness that Israel want to establish for themselves
上帝的义隐藏在奥秘的真理的里面
God's righteousness is hidden in the profundity of the truth
上帝的义绝对不是隐藏在罪人的行为里面
because God's righteousness is not an embrace in the sinful act of the sinners
你说罪人行上帝的道就变成义人了吗
you see the sinners doing the law of God then they are turned to be righteous men
若是这样的话就等于人的行为可以产生一种神本质的义出来了
if that is so man's conduct then can produce the righteousness which of God's nature
这是不可能的事情
that's not possible
我上个礼拜对你讲一段很重要的话
Last week I talked a very important passage
就是赐下律法目的不是要人行了就变成义
The purpose of giving the law not for you to do it and be turned righteous
赐下律法乃是告诉人人已经离开上帝的义太远
The purpose of giving the law is just to point the man has left too far away from God
讲律法里面就没有拯救的功能
So then there is no function and possibility of law to save
律法里面只有定罪的功能
but only the function of condemnation
那么这样律法赐下来是使人更没有盼望吗
Then law is given so that we fall into desperation.
不是的
No.
律法赐下来隐藏着一个新的盼望。
It is given because it's hidden with a new hope.
就是律法的总归就是基督。
Because the end of the law is Christ Jesus.
所以如果你在律法中间看见里面的意义不在我的行为，在神要我信他的时候，你就发现了有一个新的盼望出来。
So if in the law you see that it's not my conduct but Jesus, then there's new hope produced.
所以加拉太书告诉我们
，So Galatians says,
律法如同迅猛的师傅
，And this law is just like a master that got you.
啊，好像一个 the teacher of the 这个这叫做 teacher of the kindergarten。
Teacher of kindergarten.
所以把这个人呢，把他带到耶稣基督的面前。
To bring these people to Christ Jesus.
所以人借着律法
，so through law, man,
明白自己不义
，they understand they're unrighteous.
这个人就有称义的基本的盼望。
So there's a basic possibility for this man to be saved.
一个人知道律法
，a man when he know of the law,
明白自己不配称义
，knowing that he's not worthy to be justified.
这个人就有被称义的开始。
Then there's a beginning for this man to be justified.
感谢上帝
，with praise God.
那么这个律法的总归就是基督。
So the end of law is Christ Jesus.
这句话告到底要告诉我们什么呢
？What is it going to tell us in this statement?
律法是上帝的道的一部分
，because the law is part of the word of God.
而耶稣基督才是上帝的道的总体。
But then Christ Jesus is the embodiment of the totality of the law of God.
我再讲一次
，one more time.
律法是上帝的道的一部分
，the law is part of God's law.
耶稣基督是上帝的道的总体
，but then Christ Jesus is the total embodiment of the word of God.
耶稣基督是上帝的道的这一个自身
，and even the subjectivity of the word of God.
这个呢也叫做呢是道的本体
，that is the substance of subjectivity of the word.
我刚才讲道的自身。
When I say that the, it itself, the law itself,
你用这个康德的哲学来了解
if you understand by the Kant's philosophy,
这个德文叫做 Ding an sich,
Ding itself,
什么意思呢？就是在道的本身。
So in that the law itself, God, what itself,
耶稣基督才是那道的本身。
Christ Jesus is that word itself.
上帝把他的道启示出来的时候
So when God revealed his word to us,
全本圣经都是神所启示来的出来的话语
The whole Bible is the revealed word of God.
所以圣经就成了道道道道道道在历史上部分部分部分的彰显
So then Bible becomes the partial revelation of the word 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 in history.
那么你问旧约是不是上帝的话
So you ask the Old Testament is it the word of God?
是
Oh yes
新约是不是上帝的话
The New Testament is it the word of God?
是
Yes
上帝的话是不是上帝的道呢
So the word of God is it the Logos of God?
是
Yes
上帝的道最具体的存在是谁
The most concrete existence of the Logos of God
开出有道道与上帝同在道就是上帝
In the beginning there was a Logos The Logos was with God And the Logos is God
这个道成了肉身 so, 住在我们中间
So this word incarnated and dwelt among us
匆匆忙忙的有恩典有真理
This is filled with glory and truth
这个就变成那个有位格的永恒的道到世界上来变成一个人的这耶稣基督在历史上的显现
The eternal person of the Logos now incarnated and become one of us
所以明白律法
So we don't know the law
终归是要明白耶稣基督
That the end is there for you to understand who Jesus is
你明白律法、哦、终归不认识耶稣基督的话
If you understand the word but finally you do not understand Christ
你只明白上帝的文字上所启示的部分的道理
Then you don't understand but the letters or the partial revelation of the word of God
而你不知道这个那是把人带到耶稣基督的生命那里
But you do not know that this is going to bring you to the light of Jesus Christ
现在如你看如果我抓到的是他的手
If I were to catch his hand
我就等于抓到他了
Would you I caught him
对不对呢因为他的手是他的一部分
Because his hand is part of his person
你现在明白这个意思了
Do you understand now
我抓到他了
When I catch him
不是我抓到他了 One of his hand is whole body 不是这样的
No
我抓到他了
Catch him hand
你抓到一部分的时候你就抓到他了
Then you caught him
但是如果我现在抓的不是这个
If I were to say I would not catch this hand
我抓的是衣服的时候
The cloth
我是不是抓到他呢
Have I caught him?
我不是抓到他。
No.
我是抓到他的一部分的衣服
part of the shirt.
那么我自己说我抓到他了
and I would say that I caught of him.
我很高兴
I'm glad.
结果他把衣服一脱我就抓不到他了
so if he were to take off the clothes then you cannot catch of him anymore.
你明白我的意思吗
you understand now?
抓到他的衣服
so to catch of his shirt
跟抓到他的部分
that to say that to catch of part of him
是不一样的事情
two different things.
就有一个女人曾经抓到一个人这个人就把衣服脱掉就跑掉谁啊
was this lady who had caught of somebody and this was
谁啊？
会在
波提法跟谁？跟约瑟，对不对呢？所以他抓到波提法，抓波提法的太太，就抓到约瑟的衣服。
Joseph and the mistress of the wife, the master.
约瑟说：“你抓到我衣服，你不是抓到我。
”And Joseph said, "You caught all my garment, but not me."
所以他就把衣服脱下，让他去抓吧。
So he took off the garment and let the lady catch it.
约瑟就离开了。
And he left.
那么今天的很多人在宗教里面看见神的作为。就像那些只抓到衣服抓不到人的人
So a lot of people in religion they see some method but they don't catch the truth yet
如果犹太人是抓到上帝的话
If the Jews have caught of God
那你问他你抓到的是什么
Then you ask him what have you caught
他说我抓到的是我的好行为
He said I've caught my own good work
那抓到我的好行为是不是抓到上帝啊
So if you caught of your good work
是不是
caught of God No
不是
No
有抓到我的好行为
When I caught of my good work
你是抓抓到你自己不是抓到上帝
You only cut off yourself not God
我的好行为就完全了律法的要求了
You say my goodness fulfilled the demand of the law
我遵行律法我就称义了
So when they do of the law I'm justified
那表示你是靠着你自己的行为
Which is through your own work
你抓到你可夸的好行为
You cut off a boastful conduct
你不是依靠上帝
But you're not relying on God.
你是抓住自己的行为。
You're cut off your own conduct.
那么这样到底与称义有关系没有
？Then is it related to justification then?
所以圣经说不是因人行为所产生的义。
The Bible says it's not the righteousness produced by own conduct.
因为承认自己的行为不配，所以信上帝而产生的义。
Because your own conduct cannot be your belief so that you can justify by God.
犹太人抓到的是自己行为的义。
What the Jews have caught hold is the righteousness of their own conduct.
神要我的是因为自己的行为不可靠，就全心信靠他，从信仰来认识上帝的意。
But God, one is that we do not see that we can rely on our own conduct, and because of that, we want to turn to God and cut off His righteousness.
那么这里的这一句很重要。
So this statement is very important.
因为律法的总归就是耶稣基督。
Because the end of the law is Christ Jesus.
律法的总结就是耶稣基督。
When it says the end of the law is Christ Jesus,
意思是一个人认识律法，应当认识到基督的时候，他才叫做真知。什么叫上帝的律法
Meaning that if a person would know the law he must know finally to Christ then he truly know about God's righteousness
一个人知律法背律法读律法这个读到最后读成自己的傲慢读成自己的宗教热忱而别读出律法的总结就是基督这个呢还不是真知识的明白上帝
If a man would know the law to study the law but then finally he built upon his own righteousness which is yet truly known, not truly known God's righteousness yet
怪不得这样的人越明白律法就越骄傲越明白律法就越看自己比别人高越明白律法越看不起别人
No wonder this kind of people the more they know the law the more they are boastful and also despise others and the proud
那么你说这个叫做越明白律法吗
So do you say that this more understanding of the law
自以为他们明白律法
That's itThey thought they knew.
因为如果他们真正明白律法
Because if they truly know the law
他们就真正总结到耶稣基督面前
And truly they come to Christ Jesus as the end
因为基督的总律法的总结就是耶稣基督
Because the conclusion of the law is Christ Jesus
所以一个人看就要看出耶稣基督的就真知道他
So when the person read the Old Testament and see Christ Jesus
一个人
truly he know Christ
看就要看来看去看不到耶稣基督只看到自己的就不真知道他
So when he read the Old Testament when he see and see cannot see Christ Jesus but he himself which means he doesn't know the true law
你的圣经到底有这么讲吗
so the Bible did it say that
有
oh yes
圣经的这件事情怎么讲呢
here how the Bible says
请你注意路加福音里面一段很重要的话语
in the book of Luke there's a very important passage
就是当耶稣复活以后
after Jesus resurrected
门徒不知道他是不是像过去一样永远在他们中间与他们在一起
the disciples do not know that whether he continued to live among them
有的人说他活了
some say that he has been risen
有的从来没有看见
马上还没信，
是在七月的第一日，就是耶稣复活的那一天。
So the first day on the seventh day, Christ is resurrected on that day.
黄昏的时候
，at the evening,
有两个门徒
，two disciples,
他们就从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯去。
From Jerusalem, they want to go to Emmaus.
那以马忤斯是在耶路撒冷的西边。
Emmaus is on the west of Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯。
So from Jerusalem, they want to move to Emmaus.
下午的时候
，in the evening,
就是斜西山的方向走过去。
That is the direction whereby the sun sets.
我个人想象这幅的图画。
So when I thought about this picture,
这两个人灰心的不得了。
These two persons were so disappointed.
因为三天以前
，because 3 days ago,
主被钉在十字架上
，Christ was crucified.
这个第三天从死里复活，他们不大清楚。
On the third day he rose, and they did not know it clearly.
他们的信仰，他们的前途完了。
So they thought their future is not dim.
他们这样热心跟随主。
So with fervency, they followed Jesus, and such is the end.
So we went to our village.
So when they returned to our village,
当他们从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯的路上的时候
，So from this Jerusalem, they head to the way of Emmaus.
你可以想象太阳下山
，You can imagine the sunset.
很美的景色
，Very beautiful scenery.
但是呢，已经近黄昏了
，But coming to the evening,
他们很灰心的，热下西沉，他们的信心也下沉。
With a heart of disappointment, seeing the sun set, and also their heart sank.
圣经说什么呢
？The Bible says,
就是耶稣来到他们的中间
，Christ came among them,
跟他们一同走
，walk with them,
对他们讲话
，told them,
讲的
，and he talked with them,
他们就热起来了。
So they become zealous.
是主同在的聚会，人一定会热起来。
So the places where God is present with us, the meeting will become warm and zealous.
跟他们。到了以马忤斯的时候
，So when they reach Emmaus,
吃饭的时候
，At the time we are dining,
他们就认出原来这位就是耶稣基督。
And they recognize that this is Jesus Christ.
他们吓了一跳
，They were so frightened.
怪不得他与我们谈话的时候，我们的心是热的。
No wonder when he talked to us, our hearts feel warm.
那么他就对门徒讲了
，So he talked to the disciples.
以后呢，主耶稣再向他显现的时候
，So later on, when Christ just manifests himself again,
圣经记载什么呢
？The Bible recorded what?
耶稣就从律法、诗篇。先知论到自己的话，对他们讲解了。
Jesus from the law and also the Psalms and the prophets talk about things and discuss about himself.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
原来基督用那一段短短的时间，把整个旧约的基督论讲解出来。
With such sort of short span of time, Christ has told them about the Christology of the Old Testament.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
要是犹太人念旧约，从来念不出耶稣基督出来。
Because the Jew, when they study Old Testament, never study Christ in it.
所以耶稣基督就开他们的心窍。
So Christ just opened their hearts.
使他们恍然大悟起来。
So they started to understand.
原来在律法里面有基督论。
That in the Old Testament there's a Christology.
原来在诗篇里面有基督论。
That in the Psalms there's a Christology.
原来在先知里面有基督论。
In the prophet book there's a Christology.
这样律法的总结是基督。
So then the end of the law is Christ Jesus.
诗篇的内涵是基督。
And also the content of the Psalm is Jesus.
先知的预言是基督。
The prophecy of the prophet is Jesus.
要是整个旧约最中间的内容。不是律法，是基督。
Within the central content of the Old Testament is Christ Jesus, not law.
你明白了吗？
所以 understand now.
不但如此
，No, 你说，
是圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
一样很特别的事情
，Some very important things.
比如说
，For instance,
摩西没有死以前
，Before Moses died,
上帝要在你们中间兴起一个先知像我。
And he told the people saying that God wants to raise among you a prophet like me.
反听他的
，He who listened to him,
就有福。
He will be alive.
不顺从他的
，Those who disobey him,
必定要死。
也不得 death。
那一位以后要被兴起来像摩西的是谁啊
？That person who is going to rise
up
like Jesus, like Moses, who is that?
是耶稣基督。
Jesus of course.
摩西不是终极性的。
So Moses is not the ultimate.
Moses is not the ultimate. He's not the ultimate one. 他不是最后的。
He's not the ultimate.
因为他死以前
，Because before he died，
以后在你们中间兴起一个人像我。
He who is going to reason the future like me.
所以这个是第一个记号，律法的总结是基督。
So that's the first sign that the conclusion of the law is Jesus.
那么在律法里面，
So in the law,
特别我们看见摩西的逾越节的时候
，especially we see the Passover of Moses，
领受上帝的吩咐
，he had received the commandment of God，
以色列家都要杀一只羊
，all the Israelites must kill a lamb。
如果你不能吃完了，就可以几个家庭一同共同杀一只。
If you cannot finish the whole lamb， the whole few family can share one。
无论是绵羊，无论是山羊
，whether is the goat or the sheep，
还有一岁的。
At a 1 year old,
没有病的
，without blemish,
没有残废
，without deformation,
是健壮的，
然后
把它杀掉
，kill it.
你们要用血涂在门楣和门框的上面
，and also you want to use the blood to cover the door.
先是灭命的天使看见你的门前有血，他就逾越过去。不杀你们中间的长
子。So the angel when they kill him, come to you, he pass over the door.
然后
then
那一天晚上你们个人都不可出门。
That night you cannot go out of the door.
你们要住在房子里。
Stay in the house.
你们要煮，你们要这个把这只羊把它杀了。把它吃下去。
You must kill and cook this lamb and eat it.
那怎么煮法呢
？How do you cook?
你不可用水煮。
You cannot use water to cook.
连内脏的整个的羊都用火把它烧烤。
Even the whole inner part, the whole animal is being roast.
你们全部把它烧烤出来。
You must roast it.
然后呢，你们吃这一只烤料的肉。
Then with this roasted sheep, you want to eat it.
你们吃的时候要穿整齐衣服。
You want to put off all your clothing.
穿上鞋子。
And also with your sandals.
你们要穿上腰带。
With also your girdle.
在里面吃。
You eat it inside.
你们有哪一个人在家里吃饭穿鞋子穿西装？
Anyone who eat inside your house, you put on everything.
这是神的吩咐。
But this commandment of God.
不可用水煮。
You cannot cook with water.
要用火烤。
But with roasted fire.
这个羔羊以后就使你们离开埃及。
Because after you have taken this lamb, you will leave Egypt.
这个是逾越节的羔羊。
That is the lamb of the Passover.
Passover 就是 pass over 的意思。
To pass it over.
逾越节的羔羊。
Pass over.
所以摩西在这里告诉我们什么
？So Moses here he tell us.
这个整个旧约的律法没有赐下来，人这就是因为有代死的羔羊。
Before even the law is given, man is saved because there is a substitutional lamb.
所以你读旧约读出基督来的。
So when you read Old Testament, you know and learn Christ.
如果你读出耶稣基督。
If you learn Christ in the Old Testament,
你就明白整个律法书的总结是救恩，不是定罪的这个律法。
So then you understand that the end of law is salvation, not condemnation.
所以罗这个希伯来书第十一章告诉我们。
So Hebrews chapter 1 says,
摩西宁愿为基督受凌辱。
Moses rather he said that Christ Jesus be insulted.
像摩西的信仰里面有耶稣基督吗
？So then in the faith of this Moses is that Christ?
亚伯拉的信仰里面有耶稣基督。
In also the faith of Abraham is that Christ?
亚伯拉、以撒、雅各所信的上帝是怎样一位上帝
？And Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, what kind of God they believe in?
摩西所侍奉的上帝是怎样一位上帝
？And Moses, even the God that he said, what kind of God is that?
在律法书里面所要告诉我们的上帝的救赎的方法是什么呢？
In the Pentateuch, what is God want to tell about the salvation?
赎罪祭
and the atonement,
赎遣祭
and also the
你们的罪的赦免
and redemption.
你们有羔羊为你们死
and because there's a lamb that
sacrificed, 使你的罪得赦免
so you are sin forgiven.
那里不是说你行律法你会得救
Here it doesn't say that you do the law and you be saved.
这不等于说我们不要遵行律法
but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do the law.
我们的在律法的义里面看清楚了。
But then in the essence of the law, we see,
我们好好遵循律法，就可因此获作。
Then only when you do the laws, you can live.
获作
you can live.
但义人 be in sin 得生。
But then the righteous man would, because of the faith, have life.
罪人 in sin 称义。
But the sinners are justified because of faith.
义人 in sin 得生。
But righteousness because of this, the righteousness because of righteousness, they will have life.
关键是超越了行为的范围。
So that transcends the realm of conduct.
所以呢，如果犹太人没有看出律法中间的基督论
，If the Jews do not see the Christology in the Pentateuch,
他们的律法中间所认识的还不是真知识。
So what they do see is not true knowledge of the law.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
当耶稣把律法、先知以及诗篇上凡只做他的话都教导他们的时候
When Jesus taught them from the laws from the prophet from the psalm about himself
他们就明白过来
Then suddenly they understand
原来全本旧约的中心 不是律法，是基督。
That the center point of Old Testament is not the law, but Christ Jesus.
所以你全本圣经中间，你要读出基督的意义出来。
So from the Old Testament, you must read the meaning of Christ Jesus in it.
马丁路德说，全本圣经里面都有福音的存在。
This Martin Luther said, whole Bible contains the gospel.
先知所讨论的是谁？
What did the prophet discuss about?
要来的基督。
The coming Christ.
而且要怎样为我们死。
And how he would die for us.
律法所讨论的是什么？
And what's discussed the Pentateuch?
就是怎样借着羔羊赎罪祭的死，我们的罪得到赦免。
And through the lamb, how the substitute death we are saved.
当我们解罗马书第三章的时候，
When they explore Romans chapter 3,
我们接到这义在律法以外已经显明出来。
This righteousness outside the law has been manifested.
有律法以先知为证。
Because there is the law and the prophet that testify to it.
这边罗马书第三章里面。
So in Romans chapter 3,
是第十九第二十节告诉我们。
And verses 19 to 20,
律法的功用。
The function of the law
是要叫人没有办法为自己辩护。
So man cannot defend himself.
使人降服在上帝的审判下面。
So we bow down to the judgment of God.
叫人的思想开达，知道自己是个罪人。
So then your mind open, knowing that you are a sinner.
第二十一节就告诉我们。
And verse 21 says,
这义在律法以外已经显明出来。
This righteousness is manifested outside the law.
但是借着律法跟先知来做证明。
But then through the law and the prophet, they testify to it.
所以这个义在律法之外。
So this righteousness is outside the law.
你说跟律法没有关系吗？
So it says it's not related to the law.
不是的。
No.
有律法做证明的。
Because the law testifies to it.
蕴藏在律法之内的意义。
So then it's hindered in the meaning of the law.
却不是靠着行律法的好行为得救。
But then not through the good conduct of obeying the law that you're saved.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
蕴藏在律法里面的信仰的那个意义。
Is hidden in the faith which is in the law and that righteousness of it.
不在律法里面。
But it is not in the law.
但是
But then,
却律法为他做见证。
The law testifies for it.
所以犹太人应当知道这个义是比行律法自己称义更重要的一件事情。
So the Jews should know that this law that then is more important than you just obeying the law, the laws.
耶稣说你们的义若不胜过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Jesus said that your righteousness if doesn't surpass the righteousness of the scribe, you cannot be saved.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为法利赛人的义，
because the righteousness of Pharisees,
就是行律法自以为义的义。
That's the righteousness coming from the obeying the law and thought that they are righteous.
怎样超过法利赛人的义呢？
But how to transcend that righteousness of the Pharisees?
就是借着信仰到上帝面前来。
Through faith, you want to come back to God.
所以当耶稣登山变相的时候，
So at the transfiguration of the mount,
你还记得吗？
Do you remember?
谁出现？
Who appeared?
谁？
摩西。
Moses. 还有谁？以利亚。
Elijah.
摩西代表什么？
Moses represents what?
啊？律法
law，
以利亚代表什么？
Elijah，
先知
prophet，
他们在耶稣面前谈论一件事。
So before Christ Jesus, they debate about one thing.
他们谈什么？
What did they discuss？
马太没有记载。
Matthew did not record。
马可没有记载。
Not even Mark。
路加讲了一句话。
Only Luke said one statement。
摩西跟以利亚谈论耶稣去世的事情。
Because Moses and Elijah, they discuss about the death of Christ Jesus.
也就是说呢，律法跟先知的重点就是论到基督的死跟代赎的意义。
With the emphasis of the law and the prophet is talk about the death of Jesus Christ as a substitution death.
如果你没看到这个重点，
If you do not see this central point,
你是摸着衣服抓不到那个人。
Then you have to touch the coat, but not to catch the person.
犹太人几千年来抓住律法外表的这件衣服，没有抓到律法的意义。总结就是
，The Jews for thousands of years they caught up the garment of the laws, but not that the real law.
今天许多天主教徒也是。
A lot of Catholics today the same.
他们念珠叫玛利亚，玛利亚，玛利亚，玛利亚。
They recited all these the books.
他们以为这样他们就成义。
They thought that because of that they can be called justified.
他们用圣水来施洗。
And using holy water to wash themselves. 然后
他们到这个欧洲去朝圣，盼望可以成义。
Obtaining the homage in Italy.
其实 真正使人称义的不是这些宗教意识。
But what that truly justifies is not this religious riches.
乃是在律法里面的先知里面所讲的在时的耶稣基督。
But then the Christ Jesus say in what they discuss the law and also the prophet of his substitutional death.
当你抓到这个在时的基督论的时候
，When you have culture of this substitutional death of Christ Jesus Christology，
你的信仰是对的。
And your faith is right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear friends,
所以当保罗讲到律法的总结就是基督以后
，So when Paul talked about the end of law is Christ Jesus，
接下去的解释就很重要了。
Then his exposition is very important.
我们大家来看吧
，We read together.
摩西在第四节，律法的总结就是基督，是凡信他的都得罪义，信他的不是行的。
So Christ Jesus is the end of law, so that there may be righteousness for those who believe in Him.
For those who believe in Him,
那是相信的
not for those who obey literally of all the commandments of the law.
不是那些按照字面来遵循所有的律法的人。
好，现在大家读第五节
，verse five，
二三，摩西写作说，人若行呢出于律法的义，就必因此获罪。这里是不是人若行律法就必称义
？Is it that if man will be the doer of the law, then he can justify?
是不是啊？哎，你们读啊，读。这里讲神行灵，人行律法就称义，对不对啊？是不是？是。
Is that so?
不是。
No?
是不是？这里说什么？人若行啊，大家注意读，人若行呢、啊？出于律法的义
，only the righteousness of the law
就必因此获罪。
Will you live then?
行什么
？What do you do?
行律法
，the laws
是不是行律法？行什么？出于律法的义
，the righteousness that comes from the law
就必获罪。
Then you live.
那么呢，这就必获罪。
You will live
是因为行出于律法的义。
You do the righteousness.Coming from the law.
这个出于律法的义什么意思呢
？The righteousness that comes from the law.
律法里面隐藏着一个义。
Because in the law is contained a righteousness.
隐藏着这个义的这个意义在里面。
Is hidden the meaning of this righteousness.
透过律法
，so through the law,
你会看出隐藏在律法中间出于律法的那个义。
You can see that righteousness that's hidden in the law and will come out from the law.
那什么呢
？What's that?
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus
隐藏在律法中间的基督是上帝的义。
The Christ Jesus who hidden the law is the righteousness of God.
而律法的规条是叫人死的。
Because the law only kills.
因为律法的规条是定人的罪。
Because it condemns.
律法的规条使人知道自己是远远离开上帝。
The rule of the law is only but to point to you that you live far away from God.
但律法的总结就是基督。
But the end of the law is Christ Jesus.
所以你不是在律法的字面上死。
So you do not die on the letters of the law.
你在律法的精义上活。
But then in the meaning of the law, you have life.
你不是行律法就称义。
Not that you do the law and be justified.
但是你行那出于律法的义，你就因此存活。
But you be the doer of the righteousness that comes from the law and you live.
这律法不是字句的。
Because the law doesn't lie on the letters.
律法终结是基督。
Because the end of law is Christ Jesus.
爱死的羔羊。
And the substitutional lamb.
人类的救主。
And the savior of mankind.
用逾越节的羊的死作代替。
And also substituting with the death of the Passover lamb.
使我们认识神救人的计划是这样。
So that there's a plan of God for us to know Him.
下面的圣经很特别了。
So it's very unique in the following passage.
我们大家看第六节。
When I see you, number six.
唯有出于信心的义，如此说。
Only the faith that comes from righteousness.
这里不是出于行为的义，是出于信心的义，如此说。
Only the righteousness that is by faith says.
你不要心里说谁要升到天上去。
Do not say in your heart who has sent into heaven.
就是要领下基督来。
That is to bring Christ down.
谁要下到阴间呢
？Or who will descend into the deep?
就是要领基督从死里上来。
That is to bring Christ up from the dead.
那么这两句话到底在讲什么
？So these two verses, what is it saying?
上天
，going up，
下
，going down。
上天做什么
？Going to heaven, what's
到天上去。
Going up to the heaven，
我要明白一个奥秘。
I want to understand a mystery，
就是基督是不是来到世界
？That has Christ Jesus come to the world？
第二样
，The second，
我到地里面去。
I go to the deep，
我探一个奥秘。
to find our mystery.
已经死的基督是不是从地里出来复活
？That Christ is the truth that died has been resurrected from the dead.
所以这两句话原来要讲的是什么呢
？So what these two statements trying to say?
就是道成肉身跟死里复活的基督。
That the incarnated Christ and the resurrected Christ,
道成肉身的基督
，the incarnated Christ
跟从死里复活的基督
，and the resurrected Christ，
那就是上帝隐藏的律法中间叫人明白了他自己的义
，and that's the God's righteousness He wants us to understand which is hidden in the law。
这个道成肉身的奥秘
，and that is the mystery of the incarnation。
神到人间来
，the God coming to mankind。
另外从阴间出来这个奥秘
and also the mystery coming from the Hades
就是神离开死的权柄为我们复活过来的这个救赎
the salvation coming from Christ who now is no more bound by death and also the power of death
所以这里这两句话
so this statement
谁把基督从天上领下来
who bring Christ Jesus from heaven
谁把基督从死里面带出来
who bring him from the deep
如果有从天上下来代替我们做人代替我们死的救主
If there is a savior that come from heaven and substituting our death
那么人靠律法不能得救的靠着他就可以得救
So then men according to the law they cannot be saved but according to Christ they can be saved、
这就罪人应当要死
So the sinner should die
如果有一个代替我死又从死里复活的救主
But if there is a savior who substituting me to die and then he resurrected from the dead
那我这必死的人靠他从死里复活的大能我也会复活
And I who surely must die through his resurrection I shall live
所以这两段的话语
So these two statements
是指道成肉身
It's come pointing to incarnation
死里复活
God being for resurrection
大家说一二三道成肉身死里复活为什么这两件事很重要呢
Why is these two events are so important
因为如果我们信仰里面没有提到道成肉身的事情
Because in our faith we never mention about the incarnation
那么你的信跟其他宗教的信是一样的
Then your faith as compared to other religious faith is the same
因为他们说信的神是远远高高在上与人没有关系
Because the God they believe in stay far away in the heaven and nothing to do with mankind
这就是谁从天上把基督把他领下来
But here you see who has sent to the heaven to bring Christ down
基督到这世界上来
But Christ Jesus came to him to himself
神人是有关系
Which is the relationship of a man and God
这个神是住在人的中
间 God dwell among us
这个神是道成肉身的神
That God is an incarnate God
这个神是与人同在的神
And God is the one who dwell among us
亲自变成人的神
And he turned to be a man
住在人中间的神
And dwell among us
所以这里谁把基督从天上拉下来
So who bring Christ Jesus from above
谁呢
Who?
是你吗
Is it you?
是我吗
Is it I?
不可能
Is it possible?
是我凭着我行好好行为遵行律法他就可以下来
Through my own good conduct by obeying the law then I can bring him down?
不可能
No
所以呢是行律法使我可以得到救恩吗
So is it through the law I can have salvation?
所以我做人做得这么好感动到上帝从天上到地上来给我说你这个你这个
You see because I'm such a good man you test God and God come to you and test you
那反过来
No,
完全反过来
totally different,
完全不一样
totally reverse,
因为他从天上到地上来
because he come from heaven to the earth,
在地上的罪人才有天上的盼望
then only the sinful man on the earth had the heavenly hope,
因为他上帝成为肉身
because God into flesh come,
住在我们中间
dwell among us,
我们才有跟着他回到神那里去的可能
then there's a possibility for us to follow him and return to heaven,
所以道成肉身很重要
So incarnation is important
20世纪初期全世界最大的神学家是 Karl Barth
At the beginning of 20th century the greatest theologian in the whole world is Karl Barth
他所出现的 Church Dogmatic 是千千万万年很难读完的书
The Church Dogmatic has written you can spend years and years you cannot finish reading it
那他有个重要的思想
And there's an important thought in him
From the virgin womb to the empty tomb
从那个这个童女的这个子宫里面呢，到这个空坟墓里面呢，
你看见，
就是
童女的胎里面是死的
，so from the womb of the virgin is death,
which is filled 是死的
，which is a field
是 被充实的。
It is being filled.
产生了坟墓中间是空的。
It produces the tomb which is empty.
这就是救恩了。
So that's salvation.
你明白了吗
？Understand?
啊，从你的子宫不能有东西的。
So the womb of the virgin, you cannot have anything you need.
这个胎里面是还没有结婚的人。怎么可能有东西在里面
？Before even getting married, how can there something in the womb?
所以 virgin womb must be empty.
所以从你的腹应该是空的。
But virgin womb is now filled with the word became flesh.
但是现在因为道成肉身充实了，
所以这个童真理就变成圣灵感应空而成为实。神与人同在，以马内利。
So this virgin, because of the Holy Spirit, now it becomes filled in the womb, and that's called Emmanuel.
坟墓里面已经埋葬的死人，使坟墓是充实的。
And so this tomb, because you buried a dead man, is now filled.
But in the 复活的大能，耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
But because of the power of resurrection, Christ's tomb is empty.
因为同意玛利亚的胎里面是实的，所以基督坟墓里面是空的。
Because the womb of the virgin.Mary is filled, and that's why the tomb is empty.
这样伟大的真理
such a great truth,
除了圣经，没有任何的宗教有或者明白的。
Other than the Bible, there's no single religion that have it or understand it.
Virgin womb is filled.
那这个是处理空的这个腹已经被充满了。
Tomb is now become empty.
而现在这个坟墓已经是空了，
感谢上帝
，Praise God，
道成肉身
，and the world becoming flesh，
死里复活
，and the resurrection of the dead。
大家说一二三，道成肉身，死里复活，这就是基督教的意义的中心点。
So that is the center point of the righteousness of Christianity。
我怎么可以靠着我做好事上天堂
？How can me by myself being good man I can go to heaven？
凭着我的行为遵循律法蒙称义
？Or through my conduct in obeying the laws that I can justify？
因为律法是见证我是没有上帝的。
Because the law is only but to testify I do not have the God's righteousness。
律法之外，上帝的义赐下来。
And God's righteousness is given outside the law.
律法以先知见证这个义是神自己的义。
And being testified by the law and the prophet, this is the righteousness of God.
这神的义是怎样的
？So what is this God's righteousness?
就是在基督里面，上帝宽赦给罪人的义。
God has given this righteousness to the sinner.
这个义是什么义呢
？What is this righteousness?
就是谁把基督从天上拉下来
？That who has brought Christ Jesus from above?
谁叫基督从死里面领出来
？And who has brought him out of death?
天上下来
，coming from heaven, he descended.
道成肉身
，and incarnated.
从死里面领出来的
，and bring him from the dead.
是死里面复活
，that's resurrection.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
这是上帝的义。
This is the righteousness of God.
你明白这一点的时候
，When I understand this，
你就明白上帝的意。
You understand the righteousness of God.
抓住这一点的时候
，If cut off this，
你就抓住神。
You cut off God.
就是再讲抓住什么
？Cut off what？
抓住那道成肉身为我死，死里复活，使我得救的主。
When you capture of the incarnated Christ who died for me, resurrected for me, He that is the Savior, our Lord.
Amen. 感谢上帝
，Praise God.
那。最先有这样信心的是谁
？Who is the one who has this first faith on this?
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham。
亚伯拉罕所信的
，the
上帝
，the God that Abraham believes
是叫死人复活
，He caused the dead to alive，
死无变有的
，and also turn nothingness to something，
死无变有
，and he can turn nothingness to something，
就是创造的大门
，this creation，
死里复活。
And dead to alive,
就是救赎的大能。
That's the power of salvation.
所以被造的人
，so he who is created,
可领受从死里复活的生命。
And to receive life coming from resurrection,
这是神通过亚伯兰信仰两大点启示给我们，我们的信心的内容应当。
So that's a true point of salvation through Abraham. God has revealed to us.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
今天我们信什么
？Today what do we believe in?
信上帝
，We believe in God.
我们信哪一位上帝？
With God,
信基督里面的上帝
，and also the God in Christ,
God in Christ,
基督里面的神，
基督的上里面的上帝什么样上帝
？And what is the God in Christ?
他是实无变有的创造者
，He is the Creator, the Creator out of nothing, actually nihilo.
起死回生的救赎者
，and also the Savior who turned the dead to life.
上帝使玛利亚怀孕的时候。
When God causes Mary to be conceived,
圣灵感应童真理
It is the Holy Spirit that overwhelmed her.
是道成肉身。
And so that's the incarnation.
当这个亚伯拉罕的妻子以撒九十岁生孩子的时候，撒拉。
When Sarah was given birth at the age of 19,
那是十五遍有上帝的神迹。
And there is a miracle of God that created ex nihilo.
撒拉是跟亚伯拉罕同房才有了这个孕。
But it's Sarah who had intercourse with this Abraham, then she was conceived.
本来已经像死人一样，一个大九十岁的人不能怀孕。
She was like a dead lady because she was already 80-90 years old.
上帝是十五遍流的上帝。
But God is the God who created ex nihilo.
当亚伯拉罕要杀以撒的时候
，When Abraham wanted to kill Isaac,
他相信从这个以撒生的才是他的后代
，because he believed that he who come from Isaac will be his descendant.
但是如果把他杀死，那怎么办
？If he were to kill him, there's no offspring.
上帝的应许永远不能成就
，then God's promise cannot be fulfilled.
亚伯拉罕相信，如果我真的把他杀死，上帝会叫他从死里复活。
But Abraham fully believed if he were to kill the boy, then
God would bless him. 把自己的亲生的儿子把他杀死。
So he dared to kill his own son.
结果
，But the result is,
以撒没有死。
Is Isaac didn't die.
上帝拦住他。
God has stopped him.
用羔羊代替他。
Use a lamb to substitute his place.
这些都是旧约里面隐藏的模模糊糊的基督论。
So are these a very vague Christology in the Old Testament?
就是神要借着道成肉身，把基督从天上拉下来。
That God through incarnation will bring Christ Jesus from heaven to the earth.
神要借着死而复活。把基督从阴间里面领出来。
That God through resurrection will bring Christ Jesus from hell.
这是上帝在律法之外却为律法所见证的义。
And there's the righteousness of God that is going to testify outside the law.
所以律法的总结就是基督。
So the end of the law is Christ Jesus.
出于律法的义所讲的话就是这样。
And also that is the word coming from the righteousness of God.
你不要心里说。
You didn't say in your heart.
谁要升到天上去
？Who will go to heaven?
就是领下基督到世界上。
That's to bring Christ down.
谁要下到阴间
？And who will descend into the deep?
就是领基督从死里上来。
And that's to bring Christ from the dead.
这是神所做的。
That's the word of God.
不是摩西做的。
Not Moses.
不是亚伯拉罕。
Not Abraham.
不是大卫做的。
Not David.
不是写圣经人做的。
Not the writer of the Bible.
神所做的。
But God himself.
有神。能叫基督从天上到世上来。
Only God himself can bring Christ Jesus from heaven to the earth.
就神能叫基督从死里面复活。
Only God himself can resurrect him from the dead.
所以赐下基督的上帝。
So God who had given Christ.
就是道成肉身把义临到我们。
So the word becoming flesh and the righteousness now fall upon us.
使基督从死里复活的上帝。
So God who caused Christ to rise from the dead.
借助复活的大能使我们因他得生。
So the power of resurrection causes us to be alive.
这样义人被因信得生。
So the righteous shall live by faith then.
信什么呢？
Believe in what?
信基督的复活。
To believe in the resurrection of Christ.
道成肉身的道。
To believe in the incarnated word.
我的口里承认。
If I were to confess with my mouth.
那是我的主。
That he is my Lord.
心里相信。
To believe in my heart.
从死里复活。
That he has resurrected.
我就必得救。
I shall be saved.
我们就必生义。
We shall be justified.
不是在靠行为。
So it is not what to conduct.
不是在靠律法。
Not what through the law.
靠着律法总结里面所指出来的耶稣基督。
And through the end was what law is pointing to. That's Christ.
靠着道成肉身的基督。
Through the incarnated Christ.
靠着死里复活的基督。
Through the resurrected Christ.
我相信他。
I believe in him.
我承认他。
I confess him.
我就成为得救的人。
I shall be saved.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以这些圣经接连下去。
So this passage followingly.
提出了我们传福音的时候常常讲很重要的话。
Mentioned a very important passage we preach in evangelism.
我们大概再读第九节。第八节。
Number 8.
他到底怎么说呢？
What did he say here?
他说这道离你不远。
This word is not far from you.
正在你口里。
It's in your mouth.
在你心里。
In your heart.
这就是我们所传信主的道。
And that's the word of faith we are proclaiming.
我们传信主的道怎么道呢？
What kind of word we proclaim?
一同读第九节。一、二、三。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，就必得救。再一次，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你认心里相信，就可以成为第四节，口里承认，就可以得救。
For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with the mouth that you confess and are saved.
大家再读第八到第十节，一、二、三，到底这怎么说呢？他说：“这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。你的口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活。”就必得救，因为人心里相信，就可以成义；口里承认，就可以得救。第十一节，经上说：“凡信他的人，必至于不至于羞愧。”感谢上帝。
Praise God, because the scripture says that he who trusts in me will not be put to shame.
这样很清楚了。
It's clear now.
这样清楚呢
？Or is it, how is it clear?
道成肉身
，The incarnated。The incarnate one has come.
死里复活已经成全了。
It's come accomplished resurrection.
也就是上帝救人的真理。
So the truth of God's salvation.
隐藏在律法中间。
Which is hidden in law.
总结就是基督。
And the end is Christ.
这位基督就是生下神成为人，死了死里复活的上帝。
This Christ is the Word that came into flesh and died and resurrected.
神成为人，生在地上。
God becoming man living in the earth,
死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
Resurrected and to manifest is the Son of God.
他身为人的时候是人的儿子。
When he became man, he is the Son of Man.
但是他是神的儿子，到世界上来成为人的儿子。
But he is the Son of God that came to the earth to become the Son of Man.
他借着死里复活显明是神的儿子。
Through the resurrection, he manifested that he is the Son of God.
这样，这位道
，then this word,
这位神的儿子
，this。Son of God,
就是神要使人称义的那一位救主。
And that Savior, through Him we will justify.
他已经来了。
He has come.
那么你还要做什么？
And what are you going to do?
苦苦靠行为得救吗？
Do I still work hard because of my work?
不是的。
No.
他已经来了。
He has come.
他已经到成肉身。
He has come.
他已经死里复活了。
He has the resurrection from the dead.
那你的责任是什么？
So what is your responsibility? What's my duty?
主啊，我相信。
Lord, I believe.
我承认你。
I confess you.
你口里承认。
So confess with the mouth.
信相信。
Believe in your heart.
你就必得救。
And you will be saved.
那你口里承认什么呢？
What do you confess?
耶稣是神。
Christ is God.
耶稣是主。
He is Lord.
耶稣是我的救主。
He is my Savior.
信你相信什么？
You believe what?
他真是打败魔鬼，打胜死权。从死里复活。
That he had defeated the power of death, Satan, he had resurrected from death.
这样，我口里相信，心里承认。
When I confess my mouth, believe in my heart,
我就必得救。
I will be saved.
上帝不叫人羞愧。
God will not put us to shame.
上帝的应许就是这样。
That is his promise.
所以这样的保罗就把犹太人错误的至死不悟的这种宗教热忱。
So this was the fervorness of the Jews that caused them not to believe.
就是靠着自己的行为盼望可以得称义的固执。
That only they are stubborn in believing that through their own work they can be saved through the law.
从神已经做了大功的历史事实把它比起来了。
But then it's being compared to what God has done in the history, a great work of it.
道已经成了肉身。
The word has come to flesh.
这圣死亡的基督已经复活过来了。
The Christ who has overcome death and resurrected.
你还等什么？
What are you going to wait?
那很多人说，如果这样的信耶稣太容易了。
Other people say, then it's so easy to believe in Jesus.
信别的宗教还有行为，还要好好做人才会得救。
Because other religions, you must do good, you must practice, then only you can be saved.
你口里相信，心里相信，口里承认就得救。
But to believe in Jesus, only confess when you believe.
怪不得很多基督徒这样糊涂。
No wonder so many Christians have become casual Christians.
我告诉你，请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
你得救对你来说是很简单的。
You are safe because, in you is easy.
但是为了使你能得救。
But in order that you may be saved,
上帝的儿子要从天上降临。
God's Son was descended from the heaven.
道成肉身。
And becoming flesh.
受尽痛苦。
And through all suffering,
长经忧患。
And also he gone through all sorrow.
背负我们的罪。
Also take away our sin.
受鞭伤。
Also it was whipped.
受刑罚。
It was punished.
受审判。
It was judged.
受咒诅。
It was cursed.
被挂在石头。
Was hung on the wood.
两手被钉。
And the two hands crucified. Died for us.
的圣死。
resurrected Satan
thing,
and a fight with the Satan,
黑暗的征战,
with the power of death,
罪恶征战,
with sin,
他把我们带到蒙上帝眼里,
and then he bring us to position acceptable to God.
所以每次我们思念基督的十一复活,
so every time when you think ponder upon the death and resurrection of Christ,
每次思念基督从天上道成肉身来做人,
so every time when I survey the fact that Christ Jesus becoming flesh and live on the earth,
你不能说这样信耶稣就是信就得救，这样简单。
So then you cannot say that to believe and you are saved so simple.
恩典对你是白白的。
Grace to you is free.
他的恩典的背后对基督是受尽痛苦才赐给你。
But then to Christ Jesus has gone through all the suffering and death.
所以我们不可轻看上帝的。
So do not despise the grace of God.
我们也不可轻看我们对恩典的责任。
So do not despise the duty in grace.
当我们说我信主的时候
So when you say we believe in Christ
也就是我知道我就是粉身碎骨尽心去行律法也没有办法得救
That is to say if I would try my very best to be the doer of the law I cannot save myself
是这位道成肉身为我舍乎的基督为我成全的救恩我才得救
But it is like incarnate Christ that rise from the dead accomplish salvation for us then I can be saved
一个明白上帝的意
One who truly understands God's righteousness,
遵行上帝的义,
and also be a doer of His righteousness,
因信而得救的人,
and because of faith that justifies.
这位不是随便践踏上帝的恩典，随便轻看行为的重要性.
They want to casually trample and also despise His grace.
什么意思呢?
What do you mean?
我们的行为怎么好也不够蒙上帝的恩典.
Because no matter how good our conduct are, they cannot be worthy of God's salvation.
那是恩典。比行为更大
But it is grace that is greater than our work
领受恩典之后呢
After we receive the grace
我们不能变成一个忘恩负义没有在行为上尽心尽责的人
We must then be the one who must do our utmost in our work and duty
结论
And the conclusion
我们不是靠着自己的行为可以蒙恩得救
It is not through our own conduct that we can be saved
因为上帝的恩典不是人的功劳可以换来
Because God's grace cannot be exchanged from our own conduct. And so,
恩典赐下之后
after grace has been given,
不是让我们浪费恩典
not that we want to squander the grace,
或者糊里糊涂败坏的生活
or live in a very loose life,
因为我们说既然不靠着行为我的行为就不重要
Because you see that sin's conduct is not the way to say it and then it's not important with the work.
相反的
But in the reverse,
真正的信
The true faith
产生出一个比法利赛人义更高的义的行为
produces a work of righteousness which is higher than the Pharisee's righteousness.
否则你就不能进天。
If not, you cannot enter into heaven.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
下一次是两个月、一个多月以后的事。
So more than 2 months before we come back.
然后我们再要讲到为什么说求告主名就必得救。
Then we will talk about why is that when you confess in the name of God you will be saved.
那一节的圣经了解的时候
When you understand this statement.
我们要了解整个这个罗马帝国的法律才去明白。
You have to understand through the law of the Roman Empire.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
我们抓到全本圣经的意义。
Because when you cut off the righteousness of the whole Bible,
就是指向耶稣基督。
Which is pointing to the righteousness of Christ Jesus.
我们信心有根有基的建立在以基督为中心蒙上帝悦纳的信仰。
Then our faith is rooted in that faith which with Christ Jesus as center, which is acceptable to God.
愿上帝赐福我们每个。
So may God bless each and every one of us.
我们大家站起来。
So all rise.